Spirit of Progress, written by Stephen Carroll and read by Humphrey Bower. A long black train pulls into the station, exhaling clouds of steam and cinders over the platform that quickly rise and evaporate into the night sky. These are the engines of Michael's youth, although Michael is still 2 months away from being born. His eyes are yet to focus, however blurry at first, on the face of the driver of the train that has just arrived, a little past 8 in the evening, after an all-day journey from the state border. But when his eyes do open upon the world and focus on the face of this particular driver, he will become familiar with it, for this is his father. Although the word will come much later, he will come to know this face, currently looking back from the cabin window up the platform, in the same way that he will come to know the face of the woman he will call his mother. He will come to know and instantly recognise her face because she will always be there, just as the man looking back up the platform on this starry winter's night will be there when he is not driving engines. And Michael will also learn the names by which they are known to the world, even if he will never call them Vic or Rita. Just as he will eventually learn that his name is Michael, and that together with Vic and Rita, they will become an unhappy family. None of this has happened, and he has not yet opened his eyes upon the world, but it is, nonetheless, the story that awaits him when he does. Vic is looking back up the platform from the driver's seat, while his fireman, young and eager to leave, is packing his bag. Vic lingers, eyeing that platform as the train doors open and the passengers step into the smoky, crowded station. It is a dirty station, grimy and gritty, because the sequence of sad and violent years that everyone simply calls the war, but which is more correctly known as the Second World War, has recently finished. And although 6 years may not seem a long time, everybody looks tired, for it has been a long 6 years and a long war. And in many ways, this war will not end for years yet. For just as Michael's eyes will soon open upon the tight, unhappy family he, his mother and father will become, they will also open upon a world that will become known as the post-war world. Years that will become the post-war years, and a whole generation of which he will be part that will become the post-war generation. The war has finished, but the war will go on. The damage will not be confined to those 6 sad and violent years that constituted the war, for the damage too will be passed on, and the effects of this war will be felt long into the future.